Welcome, Phantom fans, to Season 3 of Ghost Stories, the official podcast of the Youngstown Phantoms. I'm Voice of the Phantoms, Matt Lipsack, and joining me here on the show is the man who just today, May the 17th, 2022, was named the sixth head coach in the history of the Youngstown Phantoms from Assonet, Massachusetts, Ryan Ward. Ryan, welcome to Youngstown.
Hey, Matt, thanks for having me. It's been a great day, and had the chance to talk to a lot of the boys, and super excited to be the next head coach of the Youngstown Phantoms.
So Ryan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, no, it's been a great journey here so far. As you climb the ranks here and try to become a head coach, I think, you have a lot of stops along the way, and I've been super fortunate to work with, you know, some of the best coaches in the game and, learn from them. And obviously, you don't do anything without the players. So, it's been a great ride. And like I said, I've been super fortunate. I mean, I started real young with the New York Islanders, as the video coach, and then moved to the Maple Leafs, and then got my real first kind of cutting my teeth on the bench there with the Sioux Greyhounds in the OHL, and ran the forwards and the power play. We had a couple real good years in the Sioux. I went with Drew Bannister to San Antonio, the AHL affiliate of the Blues. And then the Blues had a great year that year. They won the Stanley Cup. It was awesome to just be a part of that organization. And I very grateful for that. And then kind of got my head coaching career started at Selects Academy with a great 04 team. It was an awesome experience. Those guys were great. It was a place that was a blessing for me. And then joined Tri-City kind of when the pandemic hit as the director of player development, and have run the youth organization in Chicago, the Windy City Storm, and coached a couple of teams here the last couple of years. And again, been very fortunate to have good teams and good players, and worked with a great group of people that have helped a ton along the way.
Did you get to interact with former Phantom Nathan Walker at all there in San Antonio?
No, it's funny. I just had a conversation with Drew Bannister, who I worked with, obviously, in the Sioux in San Antonio, and he coached Walks for a bit last year and this year. And I think Walks has actually been up doing great with the Blues. From all accounts there, Banny said he's doing unreal. So that's a great name to pull there. And I'm happy, obviously, to see an ex-Phantom player doing real well here in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And Nathan Walker, of course, looking to get his name on the Stanley Cup again, after having done it with the Washington Capitals. So, Ryan, what type of team do you want to put out on the ice at the Cavelli Center for us?
Yeah, I think for us, like, we're going to be a team that is up-tempo and competitive. I think there's every single night, like, we're going to be hunting pucks. We're going to be attacking. We're going to play a possession style game. I know that's kind of a buzzword these days, but we're truly going to make plays and count on our players' creativity and maximize their skill sets and attack in five-man units, defend in five-man units, be tight through the neutral zone. And really, more than anything, the guys are going to be able to step on the ice and be free and play to their strengths and just always be on the attack.
You've been on the job for about 8 hours now, so you're fully up to speed, right? You're caught up. You're ready to go. What do you know about the roster that you've got coming back for the 22-23 season?
Yeah, it's funny. The past few weeks, I've been obviously going through this process and working with Ryan and Jason and Andy and Brandon Gawkin. It's been great. It's been great to get to know, watch a ton of video. We've had some coaches meetings here leading up to today, and obviously some meetings about personnel. And I've actually had a chance to talk to a lot of the guys today throughout the day. And honestly, I couldn't be more excited about the depth and the quality of player that we have from a character standpoint. Everyone I've talked to is actually already back at it, kind of getting after it, getting ready for camp. And I think they're excited. I know the depth of the players we have coming back and the ability and skill that we have coming back is going to make it for an exciting camp, and obviously exciting as we hit the ground running here into our training camp in Youngstown.
USHL draft was, I think, better part of 2 weeks ago now at this point. Any initial reaction to the draft class that Jason Deskins and Ryan Kisecki were able to put together for you?
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I thought Jason and Ryan and Jeff Cox and Timmy Parkos and all those guys did an unbelievable job with our draft. I think our 06 phase one draft was excellent and set us up for the future. Obviously, I think the trend, you kind of want to build from the net out, and the type of player we were looking for, we were able to draft. And I think for us, it was great. It was an unbelievable experience to just kind of watch those guys do their thing. They're so prepared and they did a great job and honestly set the organization up for the future through that phase one draft. And then, you know, phase two is interesting. You're looking to get pieces you need to compete and pieces that you need to fill your team and organizational fits. And again, I thought phase two, they did a wonderful job. And you know, talking to some of those guys today, you know, it was great. So I think we have we value things a little bit, maybe different just from what we look for in players. And I think we can find value in the draft and honestly, couldn't be more pleased with the pieces that we have in Youngstown and coming back and as well as joining us from those drafts. So huge tip of the cap to those guys and how prepared they were and you know, how they made things happen there. It was an unbelievable experience and those guys did a phenomenal job.
You were in Tri-City this past season, actually the last two seasons, working with former Phantoms head coach Anthony Noreen. What can you tell us about your relationship with Anthony? Did he have anything to say about, you know, you're possibly taking the job here in Youngstown? Did he say anything bad about me? Because, you know, I know Ant, he doesn't pull his punches.
No. I'll tell you what, Anthony and I worked together in the Toronto Maple Leaf organization. He was our head coach in the East Coast Hockey League with the
Orlando. Sword. Yep.
Yep. And, you know, we got to know each other in training camp in Halifax there with the Maple Leafs. And Anthony's one of my best friends. He's one of my best friends in hockey. I respect him so much. He's a great coach. He's unbelievable at what he does and managing people and the way he handles situations. You know, Anthony had nothing but unbelievable things to say about Youngstown. Obviously, it's kind of where he got his start and cut his teeth there. So he was great going through this process and really good advice. And, you know, he had nothing but unbelievable things to say. So I'm excited to kind of follow in his footsteps a little bit here. And, you know, he did a great job and has done a great job. And, you know, we share a lot of the same, you know, just philosophies and ideologies on things. And, you know, Anthony's just a great human and you know, I'm excited to kind of be where we're at here with Youngstown.
Over 100 wins in four seasons in Anderson Cup in Youngstown for Anthony Norena. Is that where the bar is, Ryan?
Well, I think those are big shoes to fill. And I know if we don't get there, then I'll probably get some chirps here and there from Anth, but no, I think the expectations for us is we're going to build a competitive team every year and our identity is going to carry us through and how we want to play. And ultimately our job is to get these guys to the next level and to be ready to play in the NCAA and hopefully one day the National Hockey League. So I think that's first and foremost. Obviously we want to develop those players in a winning environment. And to me, with the guys I've talked to today, I know everyone's hungry. I know our staff is hungry and I know everyone's going to do the best job that they possibly can to make sure that, you know, we reach our goals both with our players and as an organization.
Phantoms camp is July 11th coming up at Princescape Arena down in Canonsburg. Do you have anything on your plate between now and then? What is your first official job as the head coach of the Youngstown Phantoms?
Yeah, I wish there was just one. I think there's some, you know, we're obviously building the camp right now, you know, talking to players, talking to some of our draft picks and making sure that you know, they're ready and just logistically planning for things. We have some futures camps coming up here. And yeah, so I think it's the summer is an ever evolving kind of time of year that's really important to set your you know, philosophies and standards and get ready for camp so that when you get in there, the guys understand exactly what it is we have to do to be successful. And ultimately you come out of camp with the start of your team and you're kind of building for the start of the season there. So, you know, we're having a ton of coaches meetings, you know, every week, and obviously a ton of communication with management and our coaching staff. And, you know, right now it's just kind of getting my feet wet and getting settled. But at the end of the day, we're building every week for, you know, what we hope is going to be a real successful camp and start to the season.
You and I were talking off the air before we started recording. Give a shout out to the family too. You told me wife and kids. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I have two boys, Oliver's 8, Teddy's 6, and Stella's 3. She's my little princess, and my wife, Jessica. So, they're ecstatic. It's funny, you know, when we're going through what the jersey design is going to look like and everything like that, the kids love the logo and, you know, showing them pictures of the Covelli Center, and couldn't be happier to be part of the Phantom family. So, really exciting here for our whole group, my whole family and our whole little extended family here. So, you know, couldn't be happier. They've been super supportive through this whole journey. I think little fun fact, we've got 3 kids born in 3 different places, one in Newport, Rhode Island, one in Toronto, Ontario, and one in San Antonio, Texas. So, they're certainly accustomed to being all over the place, and, you know, they're excited for this next stop.
Well, Ryan, congratulations. Welcome to Youngstown. We are thrilled to have you, thrilled to see what kind of product you're going to put on the ice for us. September's not that far away, my friend.
No, it is not. And I wish it was tomorrow. I wish we could wake up and get going. I think there's a lot of excitement. I think the players are excited. I know our staff is excited to build and get things rolling. So I appreciate the support today and definitely look forward to getting to know everyone in Youngstown and, you know, especially getting to know our players and setting them up for success here. So I appreciate everything, Matt. And if there's anything you guys need from me, let me know.
Ryan, thank you so much for joining us here on the show today. We're going to wrap up season 3, episode 1 of Ghost Stories, the official podcast of the Youngstown Phantoms. You can subscribe on your favorite podcatcher of choice. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, the whole works. So look up Ghost Stories or Youngstown Phantoms. You're going to find a way to find us. Like, subscribe, leave some comments. They help out the show. I hope to have a great third season here for you this summer as we prepare to move on toward the 2022-2023 season. For head coach Ryan Ward, I'm Matt Lipsack, the voice of the Youngstown Phantoms. Sound out. Fade to black.